basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music, politics, or just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
Hey, this is Javon, and I'm just doing a little test show here to see, you know, if we could do something a little different than normal. So I'm just going to play some music and see what I could do. This is just a test, so I'll make it do what it do. Hey, how you doing? Just waiting to see if anybody joins me. My name is Javon, and you're listening to Brunch in the, well, not Brunch in the Basement, but I'm just trying to do a little test show because I've been having little technical difficulties. So I'm doing it tonight, and I will probably do it again tomorrow. Just to see if I can, I'm obviously out of the basement right now. So I just want to see if this other device works and whether or not doing the show from a different part of the house works. There's also an opportunity for you to let me know what you like about the show, what you don't like, what you'd like to see. Have you heard our birthday shout-outs? Did you know that me and Therese even do birthday shout-outs? So it's just, I'm just trying to reach out a little bit, and I'll be on for a little while, so you have a minute. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show, let me know what you think. All right, play some music now. You know what? I'm going to pause that. And the reason why I'm going to pause that is that two people are watching this live feed that I want to say hello to. The song is Hello, right? So Devonde Williams, how you doing, love? And James Worthy, how are you? It's in a minute. So I've been having a little bit of technical difficulties with the show, so that's why I'm doing this one. And I'm not in the basement right now. I'm in another part of the house. So just trying to test this equipment right here. So Devonde, if you're there, and James, if you're there, can you let me know whether or not you hear me and whether or not you heard the music? Okay. I am not hearing anything from them, and so I'm going to assume that they didn't, and so I'll just go back to playing Isley Brothers. Okay, I paused it again because James and Devonde actually do hear me. How you doing, Moni? I'm wondering whether or not I can bring you on this live feed, James and Devonde. And the reason why I'm speaking to James and Devonde is that they're both very talented musical people. If you don't know them, Devonde Williams is an amazing singer. She's also the cousin of one of the show's favorites, Anaya Day. And sing for the people. Wait, you want to sing for the... No, that's because I turned the music off, Devonde. I'm just talking about you right now. So I'm gonna put the, hey Loretta, how you doing, darling? I'm gonna put the number up in this live feed, and then I'm gonna play the music again because I'm just trying to test something. What the hell is the number? If you want to call in, and I'm hoping. Okay, so the number to call in is 347-996-5394. The missing? No. We're not doing that. But thank you very much, Devonte. See, now you got me blushing and stuff, which is, don't do that. How about, Devonte, you call into the show and you sing for the people. How about that? We could do that. Hey, Kimmy, Kim Keisha Caldwell. It's my girl right there. Kim, are you my boss? Like, are you somebody I should consider my boss? I don't know. Anyway, I think Kimmy's the boss, so, you know. But, boss lady, nothing but love for you, Kimmy. You know, there are not many people in my job that I really love and trust. But Kim Keisha, you are one of them. You are definitely one of them. You have not changed. Yes, you just Kimmy from the hood, right? So, I'm sorry. For those of you who might be listening to this show at a later time, I am broadcasting the show. Devonte, please call in and sing for the people. This is an opportunity for you all to let me know what you think of the show. I'm doing a test run here. I'm not actually in the basement. I'm in another part of the house right now. And I'm just trying something new. And Moni, you're right. Cheryl Barclay does sing. That woman can sing like an angel. Like an angel. So let me check back. And Loretta, how you doing, darling? So either Devonte or James or both of you, call in. And this is my little impromptu show. Because I actually got out of work a little earlier today, and I've been having a little bit of problems. So before we play the music and go to the line or whatever, have people been, I know people are listening to the show now that Therese has joined. Have you heard the birthday shout outs? And if you have, what do you think of that? The other thing is, I was just curious as to whether or not, because those of you who listen to the show often, you would know that every now and then my grandmother calls into the show. And Therese and I have been thinking about giving my grandmother her own spot because she's amazing and she's my grandma. And she'll be 98, don't tell. She'll be 98 the end of this month. So, it'd be great to give her a spot. But what do you think? And also, what guests would you like for us to try to get onto the show? Oh, you getting ready to go home, Kimmy? Just wanted to show you some love. Thank you, Kim. No, you will not see me, honey. I'm not going. I'm not going to see you. It's my grandma's 98th birthday, darling, that day. Unless you're coming to see me. Because I'm not going to see you. But it's always a blast when I do see you. I just wish when I saw you, I could see you for a longer time. I don't get to chit-chat with you. We should do something about that, Kim. You know, we should definitely do something about that. You're one of the special ones. I'm glad you're doing well, Loretta. I'm doing okay. I'll miss you too. I'll miss you, Kimmy. But I'm sure everything will be fine without me, as it always is. And how you doing, Charlene? Charlene Kelly? So what I'll do is check this thing to see if anybody... Nope. Devonte punked out and did not call, as did James. But that's all right, because you know what? I'm going to test this thing. Oh, guess what? Who's this on the line? Who's this?
This is Devon. How are you, dear heart? How are you?
I am good, Devon. What's up, baby?
Nothing much. I'm calling from my job phone. I'm in the field right now, and I just wanted to call and give you some love because you know how much I love you. And I just want to tell you to keep up the great work you and Therese are doing. The people need to hear everything that you're saying and all the topics that you're talking about. And plus, you always add in great music. So I just want to tell you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you called. So you're going to sing a little bit for us?
Sing?
I called
to show you some love.
Well, that's the thing, Devon. We love when you sing. See how I spun that way? You see what I did with that?
That was wonderful.
That was
wonderful. I'm feeling a gospel vibe.
Look at your heart.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was your grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. All right. I just wanted to share that with you. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much. And guess what? Love will take a long way. Let's do that. I love you, baby. We're gonna have you on the show real soon, okay?
No problem.
Thank you so much. You're a bomb. Your whole family's a bomb. But wait, except that I was supposed to be invited to the barbecue, the family barbecue, as the honorary family member, and I'm still waiting, but that's, you know.
We haven't had really that much yet, but trust me, I'm going to let you know.
I think I'm going to have to call your mom and ask her to invite me.
Don't call mommy, please.
I think I'm going to have to take it there.
I'm going to call you, trust me.
Okay, all right. I love you, baby.
Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. And here's love. Can take you a long way, Devonte Williams. Oh, let's do it.
Somewhere to go. There's one thing you need to know. You can't get where you wanna be. All that negativity comes crashing down on top of you, blocking everything you do. Why don't you shake off all that weight? Do it now, it's not too late.
It is too easy, yeah. Set it free,
set it free.
To preserve love in the place where he used to be.
The place where he
used to be. In the darkness, you'll never go. I don't have all the answers.
Nothing I do know. Love can't take you much further than you.
love that song. I love that young lady. And I love the guy that wrote it and actually sings it with her. His name is Reginald Todd. The two of them together, amazing. I love it, love it, love it. Loretta from Connecticut just typed that she was not able to hear the music from the live. And that's concerning because I won't be able to do this. How you doing, Peggy? You can't hear anything? Peggy, can you hear me now? Let me know. Let me see. Loretta. Let me know. You can hear my voice, but you can't hear the singing, the music. Is that what y'all are saying? And maybe no music heard, right? But you can hear my voice. Is that correct? You can hear me, but you can't hear the music on this live feed. So it could be that I'm using two different browsers to broadcast on the show. I'm doing this is a test show, Peggy, just so you know. I'm not doing like a real show right now. Yeah, you didn't hear the music. So that's probably because I was trying something out. So y'all just really basically answered one of my questions. So tomorrow evening, probably about the same time-ish, I will do another show and see if I can fix this kink. If not, then I'll just go back to the way I was doing it. Peggy, I'm sure you could tell what part of my house I'm in right now. I'm not in the basement, so I just wanted to see if I could bring the show outside of the basement. Now, the podcast, if you call in, you could hear it. Devon, when you listened on the podcast from through the phone, you could hear that, right? I don't know if you're still on there. Let's see.
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So could you hear the music? You can hear the music.
I hear the music when I'm on the phone, but not
on the line.
Right. On the live.
Very interesting. All right. So, again, I'm not using the usual stuff. I'm trying to do something new. And thank you so much, sweetheart, for helping me out. You don't know. This is a lot of help. I'm trying to get myself out of the basement a little bit. That's all. That's all. But, you know.
Any way I can help.
Excuse me?
I said, any way I can help. That's what family's for.
Stop. That's what's up. See, now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Devon Williams just said, I'm family. How you doing, Fatu? And Rada, Jackie Soon. What's up? What's up? And a couple people said they couldn't hear the music. So that makes sense. It does. It makes perfect sense to me. So I'm not going to do a whole long thing. But if those of you who are listening to the live, if you listen to the show regularly, like on Saturdays, Therese and I broadcast the show from 11 to 1. And we now have this birthday shout out thing that we do. Has anybody heard that? If so, let me know in this feed. Let me know what you think about that. Also, if there are other guests that you would like to see or hear on the show, let me know. I also do a Facebook Live in the basement with Javon and Therese page. This is my personal page. So like that page if you want to, I don't know, not call in, but just hear the show. And on Saturdays, you definitely can hear the music and everything. So Fatu, you can't hear me? Now that's interesting. Because Peggy says she can hear me. Devonde, you can hear me on the live, correct?
Yes, I can hear you on the live, but just not the music.
Yeah, so now somebody is saying that there is no sound. So I don't know, Fatu, if you're talking about you can't hear me on this live feed because I'm not playing any music right now, let me know. How you doing, Phil? Hope you're good. Hope you're doing well, baby. Love you to pieces. And I'm not going to really stay on long, but just if you have suggestions for the show, Therese and I will browse through them. And, check out and check back in. But everybody can hear me, Fatu, except you, and I don't know why that is. So Peggy can still hear me. Devonde, because Devon, you like to be called, your name is Devon or Devonde?
My name is Devon.
Devon. I don't know why I make it fancy. Like I put an apostrophe at the end.
You know why? I don't take it personal. Everybody says Devonde because of the D-E at the end.
Right. So it's not my fault. I have to speak to your mom about that, too. That's her fault. First of all, just this fancy name, and then she gives us this fancy woman who sang, and, you know, it just can't be Devon. It has to be Devonde, you know? Devonde Grande.
That's,
you know, I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's her
you
middle
know?
Name. She gave me her middle name.
Oh, what a blessing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And my middle name is my grandmother's name. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud because if we do give my everybody's going to know my middle name. Oh, so Peggy and Phil. Philip, can you hear me? Let me know if you can hear me because I'm doing like a test. How you doing, Tawana and Rachel? If y'all can hear me, please just let me know whether or not you can hear me because I'm doing a little test here and I need to know whether or not I can be heard. So Peggy, Devon, Fatu, Philip, everybody, Chris, how you doing? Yes, Rachel hears me. Okay, so Therese and I are thinking about giving my grandmother a spot. Thank you, Tawana. I love Phil. I've known him since I was born. Always loved that man. So, Phil, you know my grandma. You think we should give her a spot on my radio show? What do you think about that, Devon?
I think grandma should absolutely have a spot in the show.
You know, now I'm thinking, like, who's going to say no? Don't give grandma a spot. Who's going to say no? Grandma would be 98.
Not.
Nobody's going to say no. And if they did, she wouldn't even hear that. She don't hear no. She don't. My grandmother is not familiar with the word no. And Philip is like, absolutely, yes. She will run the children ragged. People don't understand about my grandmother. They don't understand. People were called Evas until she came. And then they were like, damn, you got to put a D in front of that and make it a diva. That's my grandma. So, yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, she has a lot to share. The last story she was telling me was about how she was she in church and there was some man and he was looking at her and she just stood there. She didn't say anything and she was like, let him watch. And I'm like, what the what? Grandma, I don't need to know the story. This is one of those stories that I could have lived without, you know. And then the man came and was talking to her, and she was like, excuse me. But, I mean, like, she just told me this story. I'm like, okay. You know, I don't need to know it all. But anyway, all right, I think I know what I have to try to do tomorrow. Yeah, she does have a lot of wisdom. We asked her, you know, what advice she would give to the young ladies today about being sexy, and she was like, well, it all starts with soap and water. So y'all could take that to the bank. I'm going to end this live, and I'm going to end the show. I just, I just wanted to do something really quick and just check out what I can and cannot do from up here. Tomorrow, I'm going to try it again and do it a little different. And y'all let me know how that works. We'll see how that works. And yeah, that's what's up. And oh, Saturday, Robin S. is bringing DJ Freeze on the show. So y'all might want to tune in to that. Going to be a hot show. It's going to be a nice show. I listened to this dude's mixes. Ooh, he had me going with that old school soulful house. Oh my God, I loved it. I was like, what? And that's the kind of house music I dig. And I think that is it for me. I'm blessed to be alive today. And you are too, whether you realize it or not. And with that, oh, you got the other thing, Dawn Tallman. Devon's, you know Dawn, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God, her new CD is the bomb, and we're gonna do something different with her and bring her to the damn basement and do like a listening party.
That
would
be awesome.
Good.
I wouldn't expect anything less. From Dawn, she is a wonderful person, and her vocals are just sick. It just makes me sick. Every time I hear her, it's just amazing. She evolves each and every time. So, congratulations to her.
Yeah, can I tell you that she was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she sang True Colors live. And I knew that people were watching me on the Facebook Live, right? She started singing to me, like a little wimpy baby. And the tears wouldn't stop. And I'm like, okay, all right. She finished. Stop crying. Oh, my. Yo, I think that's my new favorite song. So I'm going to play that. And your song was my favorite for like 2 years straight. So now you have to share the favorite.
Okay. It's room for all of us.
Exactly, exactly.
It's room for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Love is what love does.
That's right. That's right. Actually, I have a lot of favorites, so you know that. But
don't worry, there's another one coming.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait.
There's another one coming to release the end of March, and it was written by Anaya. And it's an awesome song. It's called My World. So be on the lookout because I'll be singing it.
I'm looking out. I can't wait. So that's another thing, everybody listening and watching and whatever. Devon Williams is coming out with a new song soon. And you heard it first here. And hopefully I can play it for you first here. They'll send it to me. They love me. I'm family. So we're going to play True Colors by Dawn Tallman, and I'm going to let the book live feed go. Thanks, everybody, for watching. I love everybody. I really do. I may not like everybody, but I really love everybody.
I see your true colors, like a rainbow. Show me a smile then. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. If this makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, just call me up and I'll always be there. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true like a rainbow. Beautiful like a rain.